January 23rd, 2012. It's P-Day again, and it has come very, very quickly. This week's been pretty normal, and by normal I'm... Yeah, it was normal. We worked a lot, and we... Well, Elder Elima is still a little bit sick from last week, and it's rained every single day this week. The days that I didn't think it would rain, when it was sunny outside, no clouds in the sky, I didn't bring my umbrella, it rained the hardest. Yeah, we got to know a lot better many of the members here in the ward that didn't live in our area. It's just a lot easier being just one companionship in a ward because every single member there is in your area. So it's good. We're getting to know the ward member. We're working more with them. It's been a good week. We had surprise interviews with President. We knew he was coming here for a leadership meeting with the missionaries and the leadership, the district leaders, zone leaders, and the assistants. But we didn't think he was going to do interviews because we didn't get a notice. We weren't told about it in the emails on P-Day, and we found out about it the day of the interview. So we had to cancel all of our appointments during that time, which was a little bit frustrating, but it all worked out in the end. We got to visit the people later on in the week, and we got to talk with the president, which was good. Got to see a couple missionaries that I don't see that often that are also here in San Luis because they're a lot farther from our area and not in my district, which is good as well. We had a lot of our investigators, we invited a lot of our investigators to church, and on Sunday we did a division where I went with one member and Elder Elima went with another member, and we looked for the investigators that we had, we didn't look for them, we went to walk with them to church, we went to bring them to church, and several of our investigators came to church, which was exciting, and they really liked it. Some new investigators came, others, like Val G, he was there, and he really enjoyed it as well, and so did Leandra, a new investigator. It was just good. We had a gospel principles class that was pretty full, which was also nice. Our ward mission leader came back from Belang. He was visiting there with his family. He's getting ready to go on a mission. It was a really good. It was a good Sunday. It was very busy, but it was nice to visit with our investigators as well during the week. One of the members, her sister who lives in Idaho, brought her two sons, who are like 2 and 5 years old. One of them is 5 years old. One of them is 2 years old. And we saw the five-year-old, and we're like, whose kids is this? So we started talking to him, asking him, like, Kuala Sil Nomi, and asking him, like, how old he was, and he didn't respond, and we're like, what's going on? And this sister in our ward, she's like, he's my nephew. He doesn't speak Portuguese. The only person he'll understand is Elder Larson. So I went to talk to him, and I was talking to him in English, or trying to talk to him in English more accurately. Because when I would say something in English, I would just switch to Portuguese, and then I had to switch back to English. And I talked to him a little, it was fun. And when he would talk, I had a hard time understanding him sometimes because I'd hear things in Portuguese. I don't know if he was actually speaking some words in Portuguese or I'm forgetting English or what, because his mom is Brazilian, but it was just funny. I was like, am I forgetting English? What's going on? But it was good to talk with him. He's a funny kid. That was good. After church, we went and visited some other people, and then we went to Irma Gina, the member who knows Elder Elima's mom or grandmother, and who lived in Rio de Janeiro. It was pretty funny, though, because we were there. We're like, we just knocked on her door. We were going to ask you about an investigator. And as she gets there, she just says, "Oh, I forgot to invite you guys to eat a little snack at our house after church. But you guys came here, so come on in." And that, we didn't even have time to say anything to her. She's like, "Come on in and eat some food." And it was just really nice. I really like their family. They're really cool. It's fun talking with them. Yeah, they're really nice people. And we're teaching their some relatives of theirs. And one of them, Graciani, the daughter of Jose Raimundo and Maria, was at church. She was really nervous, really nervous, very, very, very nervous. But it was good. We asked Imagina if she liked it, because she went back with them to her house. Cadeciani went with Gina, and Gina dropped her off at her house. And Gina said that she really liked church, which was good to hear, because she was just incredibly nervous while we were there. But it was good. It was a good Sunday, a good week. And the time's passing by really quickly. It's been 5 years since Stanford passed away. I've had time to think about that. I read some of The Day of Passing, that booklet that Dad made, and read some of the letters, I guess you can call them letters, that the people sent. But I've also had time to think about how blessed we are as a family, as a ward, as friends, to know about the plan of salvation. And how God, He truly does have a plan for us. And as we follow the gospel, as we live the gospel of Jesus Christ, we will feel those blessings, or we will have those blessings that come from living the gospel, and we will, one day, we will return to live with our Heavenly Father and our families forever, which is a very, very great blessing that God has given us. And I'm very grateful for this opportunity to be a missionary, to be able to share the restored gospel with the people here in Brazil, São Luís, and these areas in the mission. But yeah, so that's about it. I love you all very much. Miss you. I got to do this. I did the video or the voice recording this week. I didn't forget. But yeah. Talk to you later, and love you. Bye. Have a good week. Ciao.